Royston, Grant. Crystal Springs, St. Helena, California, January 8, 1901. My brother. I have received a letter from my son, J.W. White, in reference to the step you propose taking in marrying a white girl. If you take this step, it will create great difficulty for the work in the southern field and great trouble for the colored people. From the first of your experience, you have not been truly converted. Instead of receiving the Holy Spirit, you have refused to repent of your sins and work diligently for the salvation of your soul. Will you close up your way by your stubborn persistence in following your own will? You have so high an opinion of yourself that you do not know the meaning of the words, "Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 29. You need to learn of Christ, his meekness and lowliness. The Lord has shown me that some, irrespective of consequences, will intermarry with the colored race. God has instructed me to say to such that their lives will always be in danger should they go to the colored districts. The marriage you propose is not ordered by the Lord, and the result of it would be to close up many openings in the southern field. Young man, remember that souls are involved in the step which you propose to take. You cannot now estimate the evil which would result from this step. And if you will not receive counsel and advice, there is only one thing for the church to do: to set you aside because you will not respect or heed its counsels. There are some teachers who have taught that no distinction should be made between the white and colored people. Were their teachings followed, the way for missionary work in the South would be hedged up. Some have flattered and petted the colored people, greatly harming those who, with proper treatment and proper education, would have made workers in the good cause of educating others. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111, verse 10. We can perfect holiness only in the fear of the Lord. Those who are worthy of a place in the cause of God will work and walk in all wisdom, giving heed to instruction. My son says that you try to make others believe that what has been written with reference to the colored line means only those in the South. But it means those in the North as well as in the South. Were you in a different condition spiritually, you could be a blessing to the Southern field in presenting the message of truth to the colored people. If you will humble your heart before God and work in harmony with His servants, you can be a channel of light. But if you exalt self, the Lord cannot use you in any line of His great work. Let this first month in the new century be a month in which you will dedicate yourself to God, saying, "Lord, I will yield my will to thine." Do not unite yourself in marriage with a girl who will have cause to regret the step forever after. It is a serious matter for you to teach a child to disobey her mother. This will stand registered against you unless you repent. It is best for you now to stop and consider. Look at the situation as it is. Ask yourself, in view of the opportunities and advantages granted me, how much do I owe to my Lord? How can I best glorify Him and promote the interests of my people in the colored states? How can I use to the best advantage the knowledge God has been pleased to give me? Should I not open my Bible and teach the truth to my people? Are there not thousands perishing for lack of knowledge whom I could help if I would submit myself to God so that He could use me as His instrument? Have I not a work to do for my oppressed, discouraged fellows? Take hold of this matter understandingly. There are those of your own race with whom, if united in marriage, you could do a good work for God. But if you should marry as you now intend, you would cut yourself out of the field and out of the work. Time is short, and what we do must be done quickly. Resolve to redeem the time. Gather up the fragments, that nothing be lost. Rouse yourself from the paralysis of slumber, and no longer seek your own pleasure. Our Savior lived not to please himself. Take hold of the work with a new purpose of heart. Say with David, "My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee." Psalm 5, verse 3. If you now draw near to God, he will draw near to you.
Oh, what covetous, selfish, short-sighted creatures human beings are. Distrust your own judgment and depend on the judgment of God. Distinguish between what is pleasing and what is profitable. Do God's will submissively. The southern field is suffering for workers. Will you pass by your people on the other side, or will you, with a humble heart, work to save the perishing? There is a work you can do if you will humble yourself before God. Trusting in Him, you will find peace and comfort. But following your own way and your own will, you will find thorns and thistles, and you will lose the reward.